shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
The civil government does not define your ethic as a Christian. That's critical that we understand that. And now maybe people will become more and more awakened to that.
Hi, this is R.C. Sproul, and I hope that you are listening to Renewing Your Mind on this station every day.
Every day at 10 a.m. and p.m. on 89.9 FM, WCNO, Palm City.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
She says, "I perceive that you're a prophet. You know a lot of stuff. You must be a prophet." And Jesus goes, "Well, if you perceive me as a prophet, then you're going to receive me as a prophet." And he begins to prophesy, and he says, "I'll prophesy to you. You've had five husbands, and the guy you're living with now, you're not married to." Come on, somebody, amen. At that point, she's probably wishing she had perceived him as a teacher. And when she perceives him that way, he ministers to her. And the Bible says that she begins to drink from a different well. Jesus had asked her for water, and he begins to give her another kind of water, the living water. And she begins to drink from it. And he tells her that when you drink from this water, it will satisfy you. You won't hunger anymore, and you won't thirst anymore for the things of the world. It's going to satisfy you. When you drink from that well, you don't go home with a lustful attitude for the things of the world. You don't hunger after the things that you feel like are going to meet your need that later on you figure out don't meet your need. Because 2 hours, when you did it, 2 hours later, you're wanting to do it again because it really didn't satisfy you. I mean, that's what goes on with drugs. I mean, you can do one line of cocaine, it'll satisfy you for about 10 minutes, and then you got to have another and another and another and another, and pretty soon you don't have a car and you don't have a job and you don't have a family and you ain't got no place to live and you're out on the street because you've been going after something in life that makes you feel really, really good, but it cannot satisfy you. Amen. Hear me today. Jesus is the only thing that can satisfy you. He made you. He knows what you need. He's the only thing that can satisfy. Somebody shout, he can satisfy me. And she's sitting at the well, and she's there. She's leaving the well. This is all in John chapter 4 if you want to go read this. And as she's leaving the well to go back into the city, the disciples are on their way out of the city, and all the Bible school students, all the bishops that have been hanging out with Jesus, that have been learning from Jesus, they're coming out of the city, and their report to Jesus was, there ain't nothing happening in that town, Lord. It's 4 months till harvest. Ain't nothing going on. These people ain't going to receive you. And as they're telling Jesus this, what happens is Jesus looks past them and he says, look, the fields are white unto harvest. Look out there. And they turn around and they see this woman that had been at the well, that drank from everlasting water, that touched Jesus and was satisfied, coming back out of the city with the whole city in tow, following her back out to Jesus. Because she went to the city and she said, I met a man who told me things he couldn't have possibly known. Come and see this man who gave me water to drink, that met me in my need, that satisfied my soul. You got to come out of the city and check this out. Somebody shout, come and see. Hallelujah. That's what an encounter with Jesus does. It's attractional. He told me all things. Listen, people come by this church I don't know how many times and drive by. They don't know what's going on here because ain't nobody really told them. We see salvations take place in this church all the time. We see miracles take place in this church all the time. We've seen people with stage 4 cancer healed in this church. We've seen people with hepatitis C completely healed and drug free. We've seen marriages put back together. We've seen children return home that were lost and strung out on crack cocaine that the city had given up on, that the jail had given up on, and a broken mama still at home crying out to Jesus. We've seen those kids get made whole and return home. But somebody's got to tell somebody. Come on, help me, amen. Somebody's got to tell somebody what makes this place different and how people get healed down here. Because it ain't about the carpet or the big screens or the chairs. It's about the power of God. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. It's about the power of God. We got to be attractional. We got to keep telling people, come and see, come and see. Come look what God can do in your life. Come look how he changed me. I was a robot. I'd get up on Monday and go to work for 5 days and cook out on Saturday and lay around on Sunday and go back to work. I got 10 years of existence like that. A life of no meaning. Goals that seem to be aimless now because I've gotten older. Let me tell you something. When you tap into Jesus Christ, your life will come into so much purpose. Some of y'all here know what I'm talking about this morning. We got to keep telling people about Jesus. Come and see. And when they come and see, he better be here. Amen. He'll be here because you're here. Because he's in you. We carry him. We're his expression of love to the world. We're salt and light. We bring flavor to the earth. Come on, somebody, amen. Amen. See, Jesus said to her, he said, listen, he said, come and see. And then he said, go and tell. Go and tell. We got to get out of the four walls and go and tell. Because we're not just people that attract, that are attractional. We're people that have mission.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a minute, but first I want to take the opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship services are 9 and 11 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church, and there's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's children's church, youth group, senior meetings, there's something for everyone. If you are new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for everyone.
Praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God, you're my company.
God's called us to be mission-minded. We got to be on a mission. Somebody say, I got to be on a mission. That means that you and I got to make it hard for anybody to go to hell from the Treasure Coast. You got to make it hard on the people that you love for them to go to hell. And I'm not talking about being religious and wagging your finger and then you can't go to rated R movies and you're going to hell, you a mess, you need Jesus. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about introducing them to Jesus Christ into a relationship that changes their life forever. That'll change them from the inside out. It'll take every hurt, every desire, every pain, every torment, every bit of anxiety, and wash it under his precious blood and set renewal, set purpose, reveal destiny. So you don't work your way into destiny, you discover your destiny. And you can't discover your destiny if you ain't got Jesus. You're lost. You're hanging on for glimpses of hope and joy. I believe we just ought to make it hard for people to go to hell from Treasure Coast. I want to impact those people that I come in contact with. I want to change their life. Somebody said, I'm afraid to talk to my friends about Jesus. I'm afraid they'll get offended. I told the folks earlier this morning, how offended do you think they'll be if they die today? How offended do you think they'll be tomorrow? These people that you work with and people that you love and the people that you care about, if they were to die today, how offended do you think they would be tomorrow when they open their eyes and they're in the eternal pit of hell? You think they're going to have fond memories of you and your relationship with them? Especially if you knew Jesus and you never shared Jesus with them? If you love your friends, the best thing you'll ever do for them is to tell them about Jesus. If they can't accept you after that, then just pray for them. But you might be the difference in their life. You might be the only Jesus they ever get. You might be the only Jesus they ever see. Mission. Somebody shout mission. Mission. How do we begin to pull things from a supernatural realm into the earthly realm? How do we become mission focused like that with power to do the works of God? It has everything to do with perspective. See, the Bible says that Jesus was the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. He knew you before he formed you in your mother's womb. I'm going to tell you something probably most of you never heard before. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, Jesus in the creative order, the Bible says on the sixth day he created man, male and female. He created them on the sixth day and gave them dominion over the earth. Then on the seventh day it says he rested. After he rested, the Bible says that God formed man from the dust of the earth. And he made him a living being and he breathed the breath of God into him. That wasn't on day six. That was after day seven. See, when he made man in his likeness and he made man in his image, he made him a spirit being. Genesis 1:26 was about us becoming a spirit being. Male and female were in God. It says right there in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 1 that he didn't have any rain come on the earth because he didn't want to put seed in the ground because there was no man to tend it. He said that after he created Adam and Eve. There was nobody to tend it. Then he formed man out of the dust of the earth. This is just dirt. You're more than dirt. You're a spirit being. You have a soul and you live in a body. That spirit man that connects to God, through that spirit man, by faith, when we walk in faith, we can tap into the unseen realities of heaven and see them manifest into this realm, just like Mary did with Jesus. Jesus, stay out of wine. What's that got to do with me, woman? If I ever call my mom a woman, man. What's that got to do with me, woman? And Mary, being a woman, looks right past Jesus and ignores him and looks at the servants and she says, whatever he tells you to do, you do it. How many of Jesus said, go get the water pots, put them on top of your head and run around the building seven times? That's what they needed to do. See, God's just looking for people to obey, to see the supernatural invade the natural. He's just looking for people that are willing to say yes, no matter what it sounds like. Fill the water pots. Somebody say, I don't fill the water pots. I'm ready to see the supernatural invade the natural in my life. Aren't you? Aren't you? It's going to take the supernatural power of God to see this ministry here do the things that God's called it to do. I can't do it, and you can't do it. It's going to take us coming together in unity and walking in faith together. Purchasing that acres is a big part of it. Building a campground back there is a big part of it. Putting cabins back there is a big part of it. Seeing our school go from 150 kids to 300 kids is a big part of it. Doing the big bounce is a big part of it. Listen, we're living in a culture today where if you go to public school, you can talk about Allah, but you can't talk about God. You can't pray. You can't mention Jesus because you'll offend somebody. They've stripped God out of government. They've stripped God out of public school. And if anybody's going to hear the truth today, there's only one place they're going to hear it. They're going to hear it from you and I. Thank God for some good Christian people that got in politics and got this tax credit program so we can have our school. Thank God. Because our teachers at any given time during the day, they can walk in their classroom and shut the door and say, how you doing today, buddy? I'm not doing too good. My mom and daddy, they ain't doing good. My daddy left my mama. Let me pray with you. Can I just pray with you today, buddy? I mean, they're not going to get that in public school. That's why we're doing what we do. That's why we got Golden Rule Academy. That's why we do the big bounce. That's why we did outreach. That's why we signed kids up for busing. That's why we enrolled kids. We enrolled 14 kids at the park yesterday for school. And I'm not cracking on public school. Don't get me wrong. I love public school is public school, but their hands are tied. Let me tell you right now, I believe we ought to raise up people in the church to become public school teachers so they can infiltrate that camp and sneak the gospel in there. I'm not opposed to that. But we got to get our kids out of there. Come on now. It's a double-edged sword. We need good teachers in public school that get the gospel in public school. But we need to get kids and rescue them from a system that has stripped God out of everyday life. I shared this morning. You know, back in when Lenin took over Russia and they began to change everything, they didn't outlaw Christianity. They didn't make it illegal to be a Christian. They just made it illegal to talk about Christianity off the church property. So you could go to church and you could worship God and you could read your Bible, but the moment you stepped onto the sidewalk, you were forbidden to talk about Jesus. Or you get arrested. In one generation, there were no Christians left in Russia. There was nobody. Communism wiped out Christianity in Russia. Y'all may not remember this, but all through the 70s, man, if you were caught being a Christian in Russia, you would be killed. If you were caught from America sneaking Bibles in over there, you'd spend your life in prison for just taking one Bible into Russia. That's what they did. We didn't make it outlaw. We just made it illegal to talk about it in the public square. But I want to tell you something this morning. God's called us to change this next generation. He's called us to equip these people with truth. Because apart from God, there is no life. There is no hope. We're always one generation away from losing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because God ain't got no grandchildren, ladies and gentlemen. When you become born again, you become a child of God. There's no grandchildren. There's nothing being passed down. If we don't pass it to the next generation, it ain't getting passed to the next generation. If you don't preach the love of Jesus Christ, it's not going to get preached. If you don't share the hope of glory, it's not going to get shared. There's no hope of glory to be shared. And we're seeing in this country now the church die. We're seeing churches, we're seeing almost 1,500 churches every year close their doors in this country. Pastors. Listen to me, this is brutal. 340 pastors every month leave the ministry. We're living in a society where there's not much Christianity left. You are the salt. You are the light of the world. If you don't do it, it ain't getting done. It's not going to get done. I just want to say I'm glad and I am thankful to be part of a church that wants to be salt and wants to be light. We were salt and light yesterday in the park. And we rescued some people. I'm not tooting our own horn. I'm just telling you, that's the reality of the world we're living in today. I want to see this thing grow, man. I want to see it come to pass. I want to see our church explode. I want to see the kingdom of God advance here at this location and spread out across the Treasure Coast and impact this area on every level, every political level, every business level, I'm talking about every entrepreneurial level, every socioeconomic level, every cultural level. I want to have influence. I want to raise up cops and teachers. I want to raise up mayors and city officials. I want to raise up people that'll fill these positions in this area that have the love of Christ in their heart. And I want to know if you're going to go with me. I want to know if y'all are ready to do something bigger than you've ever done before. Amen? I want to see the supernatural invade the natural. I want to see conformity end and transformation take place. I don't want to conform to this world. I don't want to beat down by this world. I want to be transformed by the renewing of my mind. You know that word transformed? That word transformed means metamorphosis. It's a picture of a caterpillar becoming a butterfly. You know what that means? That God wants us to change into the promise. Huh? How do you know a caterpillar can always become a butterfly, but a butterfly can never become a caterpillar? I'm ready. I'm ready to spread my wings and fly, man. And do something we've never done before. And I want us to do it together. I want us to do it together. I want us to be transformational.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772 461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbes. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.